Capital Insider, sponsored by United for Oklahoma, tribal nations building unity and economic strength to benefit all Oklahomans. More at unitedforoklahoma.com. Oklahoma thrives together.
This is Capital Insider, taking you inside politics, policy, and government in Oklahoma. I'm Dick Pryor with Quorum Call publisher Sean Ashley. The regular legislative session adjourned a couple of weeks ago, but now the Senate is in a special session called by Governor Stitt for the sole purpose of approving former Oklahoma State University golf coach and athletic director Mike Holder to the OSU Board of Regents. Sean, how is it that the governor can force the Senate only to return for a special session?
The Oklahoma Constitution gives the governor the authority to call both chambers into a simultaneous special session, which we are very familiar with, or just the Senate. Although that provision of the Constitution does not specifically address it, it's because there is one thing that the Senate can do that the House can't: approve or disapprove executive nominations.
While the special session is only for consideration of that nomination, the process is not something that happens quickly.
No, it's not. And that's because the Senate, under Senate President Pro Tem Greg Treat, has created a more formalized process for reviewing executive nominations. Nominees for top-tier appointments, such as cabinet secretaries, agency directors, state regents, and University of Oklahoma and Oklahoma State University regents, are expected to meet individually, or at least in small groups, with the members of the committee that will consider their nomination. In this case, that's the Senate Education Committee. That's in addition to a review of their resume and appointment materials. Now, in this case, the Constitution requires 5 of the 8 gubernatorial appointees to the OSU Board of Regents be farmers. And that is something the Senate is reviewing in Holder's case, Treat said Wednesday.
Why was there urgency by the governor to get this nomination resolved now?
That's really unclear at this point. The Senate did reject Stitt's earlier nominee for the post, Susan Bergen, near the end of the regular session. But under state law, Regent Rick Davis, whose term expired in April, can continue to serve until a new nominee is confirmed by the Senate. I'm not aware of an emergency at the OSU board that would require us to act swiftly, Treat told reporters Wednesday.
Do you anticipate any other special session calls this year?
That's not out of the realm of possibility. Stitt has called 8 special sessions in his 6 years in office. Treat said Wednesday he had been preparing mentally for another special session. I have always used the words, "This was my last regular session," said Treat, who is term limited and will not be back next year. "I fully expected to be in special session," he said.
The Oklahoma Supreme Court has unanimously ruled that local school boards, not the State Department of Education or State Board of Education, have the authority to determine what books can be in public school libraries. That's a blow to State Superintendent Ryan Walters, who's been pushing the banning of books he believes are objectionable. Is this decision the end of that story?
It does not appear to be. Superintendent Walter said on Wednesday, after the decision was announced, "The legislature must act and rein in out-of-control access to pornography in schools that our kids are exposed to." And he went on to add, "I will be exploring all available tools to act."
So, is there anything the state superintendent can do next to gain the authority to direct what books can go on library shelves?
A key to the Supreme Court's decision was a 2022 law that gives local school districts the authority to choose library materials based on their local community standards. Walters just needs the legislature to amend or repeal that law and give that authority to the State Department of Education. But that could be problematic. The House author of that bill was Representative Kyle Hilbert, who is now the House Speaker designate for the 60th legislature that begins in January.
Well, that could be interesting.
It certainly could.
All right. Thank you, Sean.
You're very welcome.
For more information, go to quorumcall.online. You can find audio and transcripts at kgou.org. and look for Capital Insider where you get podcasts. Until next time, with Sean Ashley, I'm Dick Pryor.
Capital Insider, sponsored by the Oklahoma State Medical Association, cornerstone of Oklahoma medicine, with physician members who are committed to better health for all Oklahomans. Learn more at okmed.org.
I'm Rachel Martin. You probably know how interview podcasts with famous people usually go. There's a host, a guest, and a light Q&A. But on Wildcard, we have ripped up the typical script. It's a new podcast from NPR where I invite actors, artists, and comedians to play a game using a special deck of cards to talk about some of life's biggest questions. Listen to Wildcard wherever you get your podcasts, only from NPR.